Welcome to the Indian Newslink podcast series Coffee with Kamil by Kamil Lakshman.
2023 is nearing its end. For some, it has been a year of turbulence, reflecting what's happening in the world. For others, it's been a time of reflection, of contemplation, and peace. Each will have its own journey to reflect on. Some will have bits of this and bits of that. And it is important to reflect on how the year's gone, because taking that pause, having that contemplation, provides a pathway of how you do want to lead your life or how you don't want to lead your life, because you've learned lessons, because certain experiences have taught you certain things. Some people have lost their dear ones. Others have gained new members in their family. There have been babies that have been born. Families have grown, or families have reduced. Some have moved overseas, and some have are deciding to. There are so many variations that exist, but what one can assure oneself is that there will be change. There will always be change. Nothing stays stagnant. Nothing stays the same. And having this understanding is very important, because if you did have this understanding, then a lot of things that happened, you know that it won't be like that forever. It will change. It will become different. But there is something that doesn't change in all of us, and that is the paranoia and the phobias we have. Some people are lucky. They don't have any of that. They are pretty free from these inhibitions or these restrictions or setback. These phobias in particular, I'm told, are able to be cured. And believe it or not, quite easily, through therapy. Because what they are moments of fear that we have experienced as a child or as an adult. And this occasion then sets the scene of how we respond to that stimuli when it is repeated. So it is a function of the brain's messaging that has put you in this position. But when you are going through a particular paranoia, a particular phobia rather, it is very, very difficult to believe that there can be another response to it. But there is. There is definitely the ability for the brain to provide a different messaging. Now, how does this come about? How does this occur? Some of us know that this is possible, but others don't. For those that don't, it is possible. It is real. It is a real solution. And this is provided by the medium of hypnosis. Or there are other therapists that do this kind of work also. I'm told that, for example, the fear of heights or fear of claustrophobia, there's easy remedy for them. They're not that challenging. And a few sessions of this and a few $100 should provide a fix. But you have to be open to it. You have to believe in it, that it will provide you with a solution. Even if you didn't believe in it, try. You never know. It may fix it. It has done so for many people. And that then has provided them with a new lease of life. They are able to do more things than they were able to do before. And it's not something that is hanging over your head as something you can't do. Now, how did I come across this? There was a dinner party, and this particular person had fear of planes, of the noise of the plane. Every time he heard it, he went into a shock. Because these phobias usually start with some kind of fear that you have come across. You feared something. And when you are put in that same position, same situation, your response is therefore the same. So he was a school teacher. His school was near the airport. And he was coming in a taxi. And this plane flew very close. Seemed as if he said, it was going to fall on him, the noise. And he just, for the first time in his life, he got really scared, broke into a sweat, could not move. And he had never experienced anything like this. And then the second day he was going to school, again in a Uber, and the same thing happened. And so suddenly he was not able to work or go to his place of work because of this newly acquired phobia. So he had to find a solution. And he Googled and found a therapist that could help with this issue. And a few sessions later, he was cured. When he relayed the story, I was so amazed by the outcome, by the fact that he had such a immense reaction to this the noise of the plane, and that it became a phobia, and that he was able to cure it all within a space of a very short time. So what this tells me is that those that have been holding on to this phobia for years and years and years, go and get it sorted, get it fixed. It will give you a completely different experience of living and enable you to do things that you have not been able to do and experience that aspect of life. So let's enter 2024 with at least this thought in mind, that we will attend to it, because it will be like a gift. Happy New Year for 2024, and may all your dreams, aspirations, and wishes come true.
Thank you for listening to the Indian Newslink podcast series, Coffee with Kamil by Kamil Lakshman.